Just a thought. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The will of God is good. That which God determines, that which God chooses, that which God purposes, that which God decrees, that which is pleasing to Him is good. It is profitable. It is useful. It benefits us, beloved. The will of God is good. Goodness is the nature of God. As the psalmist said, thou art good and doest good. From the very creation of the world, in Genesis chapter 1, over and over again, we read, and God saw that it was good. Just a few exhortations to us. Romans chapter 12, verse 9. Cleave to that which is good. The will of God is good. Romans chapter 13, verse 3. Do that which is good. The will of God is good. We get such exhortations also in Galatians 6, verse 10, and 1 Peter 3, verse 11. In Romans chapter 16, verse 19, Paul said, I would have you wise unto that which is good. The will of God is good. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 15. Ever follow that which is good. The will of God is good. You can also search 1 Peter 3, verse 13, and 3 John, verse 11. And then in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21, hold fast that which is good. The will of God is good. Beloved, let us heed the exhortation.